10/3/21?
Yep, 10/3/21.
Mary Jane Boswell. Mary Jane Boswell and Pierre A. Holud, east of Route 1, north of Beaver Dam Reach, being Lot 16 within the woods at Seaside Phase 1, the variance from the rear yard setback requirement. You were wanting to go out there and take a look at that?
Yes.
Again?
And you were able to?
Were you able to go out there and look at it?
I wasn't here.
Oh, who was it? Was it Brent?
Yeah, Brent was here, but he's not here, seeing he's sick, so he wasn't able to make it.
Somebody wanted to go out and look at it again.
I'm sorry?
Somebody wanted to go out and look at it.
Brent wanted to.
Yeah, okay, Brent was.
But he's not here, he'd be like to, but he's out sick, gentlemen. Any chance to look at it? Did you?
No, the, just for, I guess the concerns.
Let me refresh your memory.
No, I have a question. How come, why wouldn't the people in opposition living directly behind it, the other development, why wouldn't they have been notified about the hearing?
Why wouldn't they be notified? Well, within that 200, they should have been.
Right.
Are they?
No, according to the guy that lived right behind this property, said that he wasn't notified.
Take a look. They were in a different subdivision?
They were in a different subdivision,
maybe?
Well, let me take a look here. Look on your, you got 110 feet there. Yeah, it's a different subdivision, I can see, and you got 146 on the other side. If you see 492, and you see 1228, and then you go to 1227, it should add, and 1226, 1224.
Not quite 200.
Yeah, right.
That was one question.
One question they had, that's probably because it was a different subdivision, they don't normally do that.
And this is also, this request would be within 6 inches of a 10-foot buffer.
That's correct.
And they also, apparently the previous owner had pavers in the buffer.
Yes, yes.
Normally, do you notify people in the next subdivision?
No.
Even if they're in, within 200 feet? There's no requirement for you to do that?
Don't normally do that, no. They normally will pull the subdivision and just put that in the subdivision.
There's no requirement for you to do that, then?
No, there's no requirement. It's not even a requirement for us to notify, period.
But not, especially not in another subdivision, not either.
Right.
So there's not a requirement to notify anyone? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
It's a courtesy.
Okay.
It's a courtesy, and we do that. As long as we advertise in 3 newspapers, that's the law.
Okay.
We have to do that.
And that probably stemmed from signs being taken down prematurely and that sort of thing as well?
Yes. Yeah, we really, the two things, there's three things we, there's one thing we have to do is the 3 newspapers. That has to be done.
Right.
The other two, which is posting the property and also the 200 square, you know, 200 radius.
It's an option.
Option.
So.
A courtesy, I should say, yeah.
I know Brent wanted to go back and look at it, and I did, because I didn't get to. I was sick that week, but, you know, I can't really, you know, see anything, you know, without the way you're doing in the next development with it.
Do you have?
But I did go down there.
You want me to read you the minutes, or do you have the minutes? Would anybody like to?
Yeah, would you read this?
Let's see. Mr. Ricker presented the case. Mary Jane Boswell and Jay Yoder were sworn in, testify requesting a 9.6-foot variance from a required 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a screened porch. That when they purchased the property, the patio encroached in a 10-foot buffer. That the porch construction has already been started, that a building permit was obtained, that they received approval from the homeowners association, that the porch cannot be seen from the street, that they received a violation notice, and that the variances have been granted, that variances have been granted in the area, and that the porch cannot be completed without a variance. Robert Dunbar was sworn in and testified in opposition to the case and stated the applicant did not follow the variance process, that he wasn't notified of the hearing, that the encroachment decreases property value, that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, that he has safety concerns, and that the roof on the screened porch blocks the sunlight. In rebuttal, Ms. Boswell stated that the pavers were in place when she purchased the property, and that the fireplaces were moved closer to the fence only during the construction of the porch. The board found that three parties appeared to favor the application. The board found that four parties appeared in opposition to the application. And Mr. Rickard stated the office received three letters in favor of the application. Mr. Rickard stated the office received 14 names in opposition to the application. Mr. Workman, was motion made by Mr. Workman and seconded by Mr. Mills and carried unanimously to be tabled until January 5th meeting.
So you're saying there's a 180, I believe, feet from this rear property line to the neighbors behind them?
Yes, it probably was, yeah.
And the buffer being 146?
Yeah, I guess something like that, yeah.
So I think it's safe to say the encroachment doesn't directly affect.
Doesn't directly affect that.
The neighbor behind, and I don't think we heard opposition from the neighbors adjacent
to it.
Either side.
No.
So how wide did you say the buffer was? Did you say 134?
Would you say 134? And then I heard somewhere like 412s.
About four.
The buffer. Mm-hmm. The buffer is that?
Mm-hmm. No, that is the properties that were involved when you were asking me about the 200-foot variance from the...
What size is the buffer, 10 feet?
Yes, the buffer is 10 feet from the back. That's what they're approaching into.
So there's 10 feet between the two properties?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
The adjoining ones never had any problem with it.
Now, there has been, other variances granted in that area. And let me see here. That's a good question. Let me see if there has been a rear. Yes. In fact, 1219, do you have it in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
1219, parcel 1219, which is three houses down from the site, had a rear adjustment. And right down the street from that, almost across the street from that, they also had a rear adjustment.
Which one was
so
that?
It seemed to be 1237, I'm sorry. 1237, it's off your page, I think.
Yeah. By 1219?
But 1219. Was 1219 a rear yard?
Yes.
So it approaches the same property line that this application does.
Right, and if you have a little further there, if you look up at, see the rear yard seems to be the problem there with that buffer. 1246 also, 1247 also has a rear yard variance.
From the picture, it appeared that there was actually, may have been a encroachment like two or three houses down.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Like, yes. 1224 or 25.
Right. It looked like it, but I can't be positive of that.
I would need to check that out.
Have someone check that. You're talking about what lot? 12?
Somewhere around 12, 24, 25.
Okay. I'll have them check that.
But no, there's no record of any variance.
There's no record of that.
Okay. Hmm? Bro, how would you view the two subdivisions back to back? This applicant's rear yard setback is to the buffer area, correct? Not the rear setback or rear line of the adjacent subdivision. Is that how you would look at that?
There was a 10-foot buffer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think the buffer was actually included within the lot, if I'm not mistaken. But it's just there's a requirement that it can't be kept. It's like we had a funny application over in next to the trailer park a few years ago. Right. It was a buffer. Yeah. Folks had planted or put gates up or fences or something, and it was that same concept, I think.
So this buffer is.
I believe that buffer is actually part of the lot, if I'm not mistaken.
Of the Beaver Dam Reach lot versus this.
We're probably dividing lines right in the middle of the buffer.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're responsible
for the maintenance of the buffer, even though they can't do anything with it. It doesn't sound fair, but they, I guess they buy with that knowledge.
Would the pictures help you at all again?
The one of the obvious problems, I think, when looking at the lot sizes, you're looking in this development, lots 100 feet deep. And then in the adjacent development, lots of 146 feet, which presents a difficulty of its own. Was that a 40-foot front setback?
The what?
40-foot front setback.
No, not in a subdivision. It's
30.
30.
30.
30. Right.
Is the rear yard setback and beach field the same as Beaver Dam Beach?
I think so.
I would think so, yes.
10 feet?
10 foot, yeah, it's GR.
So you got a 10-foot buffer and two 10-foot setbacks. That's 30 feet between neighbors.
Residential planned community, that's the reason you have the buffers, RPCs.
And when they do those RPCs, it's established which development will maintain or which development will, or which subdivision will
maintain the buffer?
Well, that's not what I want to say. Which subdivision will donate land for that buffer, if they, for lack of a better word, or no. Supply land for that, supply that buffer.
Well, each property owner here gave up 5 feet of property
to get that buffer.
Okay, so it was an equal.
Yes.
Equal distribution.
Presumably, P&Z laid that out
when they approved the board.
That's what I was wondering, whether it would be all on one or both.
Well, it could have been, you know, that one on Silverview Farm. It was basically all Silverview Farm's property,
right.
But
right.
It was being maintained effectively by the adjacent subdivision, whose name escapes me now. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's however they set it out at the beginning.
Right.
Now, that was a quirk of previous
the developer.
Things having been done, but and probably doesn't happen again. But I think probably in most cases, those buffers are split down the middle nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, any further discussion, gentlemen? Are we going to vote on it? Do you want me to put it back?
I personally feel that with a 10-foot setback to encroach at all really isn't fair. I know the board's granted some in the past, but I don't. It obviously doesn't. In my opinion, they don't address all the standards for granting a variance. You know, it does. In some respects, it is unique, but it's a 100-foot deep lot with only a 30-foot setback. It's not I don't see it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It is created by the applicant. And again, my opinion, it does alter the central character of the neighborhood when you're that close to the neighbor. So that would be my opinion.
Well, it was a young builder, wasn't it,
did
this?
Yep.
The vote would have to be 3-1.
Huh?
The vote would have to be 3-1, right?
Yeah, you can't if you want them in here.
Right.
So
if you want to table it, that's up to you.
We table it to
Unless both of you feel the same way and.
I don't have, Nick, I really don't, I'm not really ready to vote this time on it, to be honest with you.
And we need to wait for the fourth person.
I couldn't, yeah, we'd have to have a fourth person.
Motion table until our next regular meeting.
Who was not here?
Ron was.
Yeah, Ron, we have to have it, we need 3-1 to.
You wanna put, I'm trying to fill up the February.
February the second.
February second?
Sure.
Okay, some of these other ones we will. Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we have tabled case number 10,321 to our February the second meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay, now we go back to our regular order of